At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Keyshana wanted to pay homage to her son.
I lost my son to cancer when he was just 14 years old, and I came to United Healthcare to make a difference.
She instantly made an impact on others.
Anything that I could do to honor him, I understood. I was once that person on the other side.
Through her work, she's been able to turn her pain into purpose.
I do it for my boy. He gave me so much.
Hear more stories like Keyshana's at UHC.com.
You ain't on Coors Light. Brother, you on meth.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, will have the latest. And the latest is big game coming up on Sunday as the Colts and the Texans will tangle in Indy. And I think this is, even on an off day, news coming from the head coach, Shane Steichen, of the Indianapolis Colts. And also in regards to his quarterback, who has an apparent leg injury, specific leg injury. Here is Shane Steichen talking about his quarterback.
All I got for you is he's got a fibula, and that's it.
Well, can you? Is there any light you can shed on that? Because I got to be honest, when you say fibula, that's a bone, and it sounds bad. I'm not saying it is.
Yeah, you know. I'm not going to get into the specifics, but okay. He's out there, he's playing, he's practicing, and he's good to go.
All right, there we go. He's got a fibula. Shane being strange.
He got two of them, don't he?
Got two of them, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah, give us a big one
up top, ain't it?
Yeah, it's a big one. Fibula. Hold on, no, that's the femur right up top. The fibula.
So it's lower.
Yeah, it's lower. Fibula is
fibula and tibia.
Yeah, or am I thinking of the? It's somewhere.
Is it the big lower one or the little lower one? Which one's the fibula, boys? We got to know. Do we need to kick? Do we need to kick fibula, Daniel Jones?
The fibula is definitely lower.
Yeah, but there's two down there.
Yeah, I think it may be the small lower. Someone text in, they'll let us know. I'm certain it will. It's lower. Fibula lower bones. Someone text in.
And you shake your pelvis like Elvis.
Yeah, femur's up top. That's a big boy up top.
Education.
But listen, I'm going to tell you, I watched Daniel Jones in this game against the Chiefs on Sunday. He is definitely not moving well. And that part of the game, and they did a lot of RPOs where at times he would keep the defensive end honest, and he would use his legs. And if you remember Daniel Jones, he may not have that look when you see his photo, when they put his photo up when it says Daniel Jones and he has that look on his face. He may not look like a guy that can go out there and run for 600 or 700 yards in an NFL season, but he definitely can, and he has done it before. And that is a part of their game. Sometimes him keeping the ball on zone reads to keep, as I said, the defensive end honest. And Clint, I think that is a very big deal that's not available to him. Potentially scrambling is not available to him. He didn't do very much of that at all. And that his legs is a part of his game. And I think that is something that could become a big deal, especially when you are facing the speed of the Texans and their pass rush.
Yeah, well, I think that's the key here. I think that's the key, Ron, is that obviously it's part of his game, right? It's part of his skill set, if you will, and it's when deployed the right way, it can be a problem, right? And you may look at it like, well, he's just not full go right now. Well, then when you pair it with how important this game is within the division, I mean, if you're Indy and you win this, the Texans are at least not going to be a thorn in your side moving forward to win the division. And so this is a monster game. And then you look at what you just said, stylistically, what we can do defensively and how we get after quarterbacks. You know, it would be ideal. This is one of those games, I guess, is where I'm getting at is I could see Shane Steichen preferring to use all of the skill set of the quarterback and everybody on this offense to make sure this game they get in the bag. Because of how good we are defensively as well as how big this game is, you got to pull out all the stops.
Yeah, right? they know these games against – these two games they have against the Texans and the Jags, they've got to be thinking, if we win our home games against those two teams, we should be in good shape.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, I mean, that is – I haven't watched all of Indy's games, obviously, so and I know he's had some success, but I know they're clearly not leaning into him.
No, not like they did with the Giants. Runs, but not like they did with the Giants.
We know Shane Steichen's history, right, with Jalen Hurts and the Philly offense that they ran. We know that he will empty the clip in a sense of what all he has at his fingertips from a play calling perspective. And I gotta believe the more difficult the matchup is with the defense. And the bigger the game is, he's going to want to empty the clip. And so if there is an injury, it's going to keep him from using Daniel Jones' legs. That is something that's huge, man. We got to keep an eye on that moving forward to see if that continues to be a problem. And obviously on game day, is it something that they're not able to do that? Because that I would think, like I did last week against Buffalo, I would think that it'd be ideal for these teams that are facing the Texans defense to have a quarterback that has some plus one run stuff inside to complement their really good running back, but more importantly, to offset the defensive ends and the pressure that the yes. Texans can create. So the Bills didn't do it. Maybe the Colts don't feel like they need to do it, but I would think if he's healthy, we'll probably see some of that.
Yeah, so that is, as you said, Clint, that is something we'll keep an eye on, and I think the injury report will be interesting to see as well. I'm certain he plays in the game, but He is. Like I said, if it's anything like he was moving on Sunday in Kansas City, like the him running the ball in any manner is something that they probably won't have as much in their offense.
It will not be a good night.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. Yesterday, Dylan Brooks faced his former team, the Rockets, in Phoenix, and they got their asses kicked. The Suns did, and the Rockets, and that's a Suns team that's been pretty good. They were 8-2 in their last 10 games, been playing pretty well, and they went ahead and dispatched of them, and they did it without Kevin Durant, which to me is a big deal. Listen, Clint, we talked about it when they signed Kevin Durant. Now, hopefully, everything is all right with his family, and that is not something that is something that's really going to be a major issue for him specifically and his family. But we knew they were going to play some games without Kevin Durant this year, right? Like, we knew you probably 15-20 right off the top, he's probably not going to play for some reason. And I like they put Amen Thompson and they put Reed Shepherd in the lineup together and had Holiday come off the bench. And in this game, they were able to do it, able to play well against a team that had been playing well. And Amen Thompson, again, best player on the floor, 28.7 rebounds, 8 assists to go along with what he does defensively. And Aaron Holiday had 22 off the bench in that point guard role coming off the bench as well. They look really, really good. And Amen Thompson continues to ascend as one of the best young players in basketball.
The Holiday dynamic here is the one that's fascinating, Ron, because now, obviously, the way Reed Shepherd has emerged in the first 15 games, it's not as needed as I thought it was going to be. But one thing that we discussed earlier before the Rockets started this year was the importance of Holiday and him being able to come off the bench and really being almost like a safety net for if Reed Shepherd doesn't develop, quick enough to be yep. who we needed him to be, then Holiday, can he or can he not kind of fill that role in a more critical situation if need be? I know he's probably had more, but I know there's been two games this year where he's been 20-plus in that point guard role. He's been 20-plus, and he shot it lights out and looks like a guy that could help in a big way. Again, obviously Reed Sheppard is the priority here, but that's a hell of a safety net if something doesn't go just according to plan for Reed Sheppard.
Well, and he's getting, I think, you know, extra time right now because Starry East had injury, and he is out right now. And, I mean, he is, like, this isn't the game he had against the Cavs. He came off the bench and had a big game. I think he had 18. I don't think he had
20. I thought he went north of 20. I could be wrong, but I thought he went north of 20.
But he may have. He had a big fourth quarter. It hit some big shots against the Cavs. But 22 off the bench today. I mean, they're just getting a lot from that point guard spot as well. So that was big for them to go and get that done. And like you can tell, man, they look like they didn't look lost without Durant out there. And when I'm not saying they would look lost, but you've been playing with him a certain way, and they played a certain manner. They look fine without Kevin Durant, and hopefully it's not too long. We know he's scheduled to miss the Golden State game coming up. But good win for them against Dylan Brooks and a pretty good Suns team.
Let's go, Rockets.
5 o'clock fire.
Hey, got to shout out U of H. They are tipping off right now as we speak, playing Tennessee in this tournament in Vegas. And they currently are the number 3 team in the country. They had a tough one last night, a bit of a surprising game last night. Syracuse took them to overtime. They're able to win. They're two guards who are going to be problems all year long in Emmanuel Sharp and Uzan. They both had 26 apiece. But Ocho, me and Ocho were talking about this on the text line a little bit. And this is something that Kelvin Sampson's going to have to get growth throughout the season. Is their bigs are going to have to come along. They're going to have to get a lot of their scoring from their guard play this year, which is not the worst thing, but they just right now don't have a lot of experience and a lot of guys who can score from the interior right now. So that is going to be something that they got to get better with. But Kelvin Sampson and that culture will figure things out. But we'll see if they can pull this one out. Rematch of the Midwest Regional Final against Tennessee. Big ball games, baby. A little college basketball, man. What you duck in there tonight, Clint?
Hey, my hogs got the Cougs for too long. I mean, I don't know when that actually is, but I know that they've been talking about it up there.
Yeah, I watched your hogs play somebody. I thought it was a fight was about to break out at the end of the game.
That's what happens when you mess with a hog, baby. Did you might get that old tusk.
That guy lost his mind. He went and drug one of y'all players down. It was about to go down right there. But shout out to U of H as they're playing, getting some good run early on in the season. And they're going to be one of the tough outs, but they got to get better on the inside. So U of H, they're leading now 2-0 right now early on against Tennessee.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we just saw the Texans beat the Buffalo Bills to get themselves to 6-5. And Clint, the Bills have made a move to their roster, trying to get some help to their receiving core. We watched them, Clint. I'm sure receivers caught the ball. I'm trying to rack my brain to think of the moments that receivers really had. But besides Shakir, he had some moments, but outside of that, it didn't really seem like they had anything on the outside. I don't know if this is going to be a big help, but they bring in ex-Texan, half the team in the league, Brandon Cooks, to add to their receiving core. He was with the Saints. He requested a release. They accommodated him. He had 19 catches for .165, no touchdowns in 10 games. He is going to be added to Buffalo as they try to get something on the outside as they're struggling. All their stuff goes to their slot receiver and their tight end and their tight ends, and they need something on the outside.
Well, look, what they need is Keon Coleman to show up and show out and be the player that they drafted him to be. Half the player they drafted him to be. But the reality of it is, if you look at how Buffalo plays football, It's all inside on that inside triangle. They're going to run it. They're going to throw it to the tailback. They're going to screen it. They're going to use their slot. They're going to use their tight end. They just need somebody outside or somebody in the slot that can take the top off, that can be some level of a downfield threat, somebody on the outside that could be a man beater. I think Keon Coleman is really the answer. Him coming back, he's the answer to the big problem there in Buffalo. But I do believe with the combination of him potentially being back at some point and Brandon Cooks, I haven't watched a ton of Brandon Cooks, but I know he does have some tread left on the tire, and he can still help teams. Maybe not in a lead receiver role, but definitely in a situation where the Buffalo Bills' identity does not include Cooks, right? And then this is just a counterpunch, especially with a guy like Allen throwing the ball and holding the ball and running around out there. I think Cooks can go up there and be productive.
Man, when you start looking at their parts and their team, it is hard to think that they can get to a Super Bowl. And I know they got Josh, but they just have so many, at the very least, questions outside of their quarterback. Right, like even with Brandon Cooks, I understand it. I mean, for them, I understand you got to do something, and they need to activate Keon Coleman. Right, I don't know what's going on there. But again, even if you activate Keon Coleman and Brandon Cooks, I mean, those aren't guys that scare you, right? they don't have any guys that scare you. We saw their offensive line can be had, and their defense isn't good enough to make up for. They don't scare you on the outside. They don't have a lot of weapons on the outside. They struggle, against really good offenses at times. They just have a lot of questions outside of Josh.
I think you hit the nail on the head. It's their defense that that's got to concern you, because when you look at the Buffalo Bills, I mean, if it's bad weather, inclement weather, they're a problem, right? Josh can play through that, right? Their identity can play through that. The problem is their defense then goes out there and can't stop the run.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's the real issue here is, even playing in Buffalo and playing outdoors and all that, playing in the weather and that kind of thing, you can't overcome a bad defense. So I think that's the bigger problem in Buffalo. But, yeah, I don't look at them and go, yeah, this team's ready to make a run.
Yeah, just got too many questions. All right, coming up, a little tape drop Tuesday. What did we see from Nick Caley? What did we see from the offensive line, and after Clint got a chance to watch the film, what really went down in the just emergency break slam on the offense in the second half of that game against Buffalo? Tape drop Tuesday. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Okay, rocket ship to the start.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we keep things rolling here, baby. Remember, tomorrow it is not a thirsty Thursday, but what is it? What is it, Clint? A moist
Wednesday.
A little wet Wednesday, brought to you by Bud Light.
It's not the M word, man. It's wet.
What was our second wet Wednesday in a row? So I could argue it's getting pretty moist.
No, it's the W. It's alliteration. The wet Wednesday, man. Thirsty Thursday. Football Friday.
You're right. It is the alliteration, isn't it?
It is. Now, come on, man.
I want an onomatopoeia.
The Drive will be live out at Buffalo Wild Wings. Which location?
Park Row, baby. You know, you've been there a time
Park
or two.
Park Row, yeah. Yeah, it's a fun location.
Yeah. I mean, if you threw a dart at a map and it hit the furthest Buffalo Wild Wings from Old Dirty, it's
That's that one, huh?
That's it. We're back, baby.
That's all right.
You're back. Park Row, Wet Wednesday, man.
That's all right.
I'm working on a little magic out there for the people.
I'm going to throw a dart towards that one off Garth Road here soon.
Hey, look out now.
The furthest one for me.
Don't let that thing tail in there to the right.
Dirty, babe.
Let it tail in there to the right now.
But Park Row tomorrow. Come on out. Shout out to Bud Light. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. Will not come empty-handed. Make your way on out there and have a good time. Hang with the people. All right, Clint, a little tape drop Tuesday dropped. And I think a big thing that I was looking at is we talked about, obviously, the defense was so dominant, and I am certain that that really showed itself on the tape. But I think, to me, the most interesting thing to go back and look at is we talked about it on Friday, like the tale of two halves. The first half, like, it was like, whoa, boy, they look like they may put 30 or 40 up on this team the way they're moving with their backup quarterback. They got 20 in the first half, and they left some money out there on the field in the first half. And then the second half, they had 36 total yards. And 3 points completely set up by their defense and Kalen Bullock. What did you see on the film when you watched the all 22 of Nick Caley and this offense between the two halves that were so vastly different?
Well, the ability to run the football and the inability to run the football. I mean, I think that's where I was going with it earlier. Like, it is one thing that I knew we ran it well early in the game, but how well I did not know. It was impressive the way we ran the football against this football team, Buffalo Bills, in the first half of the game. I mean, it was really impressive. I mean, you obviously we have some issues down inside the 5-yard line, and nobody is void of blame there. I mean, there's one time down there on that first run, the first time we got down there, a tight end and a wide receiver get blown up. Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz, I believe it was, get blown up into the backfield, and it did. The offensive line did a great job. But the others got blown up. And then you get down to the next couple of times, and it's the O-line struggling here and there. And then it's a tight end again. And so we can obviously talk about some of the inside the 5-yard line stuff that's been a little bit of a problem. But I think where I want to go with it, when you talk specifically about the second half, I do believe that there was a decision to be made. There was a decision made that, hey, we just need to protect the football. And we can win this thing on the defensive side. There was a decision made. I don't know if it was at half or if it was after the first drive. Right? Because here's the deal. You come out at halftime, there's three penalties, you get behind the chains, and the drive stalls immediately because of the penalties, and it seems like you lack some focus coming out of the locker room. Now, you had to throw the ball there a couple of times because you got into some long down and distance situations, right? I don't know if it was halftime or if it was after that drive when they went to the sideline and said, all right, enough, that's it. We're not going to put Davis Mills in 3rd and 20. We're not gonna continue to take the risk associated with what we did in the first half. We can get out of here with a win if we just run the football. And the part that I didn't take into consideration was how well they had ran the football in the first half. Like, if I'd have been on the staff and I would have seen how well we ran it, I would not have had a problem being conservative to a certain degree in the second half. Now, I still clearly don't believe in completely putting a muzzle on your offensive coordinator who was cooking his ass off in the first half. You took the apron from him. He was cooking his ass off in the first half. You took the apron from him at halftime. I don't like that call. But after I watched the film and I saw how dominant our offensive line was and how convincing it was, I could see where you'd go, hey, man, let's run this thing a little bit. Let's get back to that run game. Let's keep it on the ground. Let's chew this clock up a little bit. And now the problem is they weren't able to do that, right? And again, it was penalties. It was lack of discipline. It was across the board, guys missing blocks, inopportune times. And so it's a little bit more understandable today why you would go into that mode. I still don't like it, but it's more understandable. There's like I said, I always tell you, all I need to do is see the method to the madness. I can slightly see the method to the madness, Ron, of why they went into super conservative mode there. Still don't like it, but I could see it.
Yeah, but the thing that I don't like about it is they got themselves to a space to do it, and then it's just harder to turn back on.
Agreed. They themselves killed their momentum.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm going to tell you, the play where they go touchdown – it was a touchdown, kickoff return for a touchdown, field goal, interception, field goal. Like that. Like we went on like a 8-minute run right there over an 8-minute period of the game where we just, I mean, we scored 17 points or something. Like it was just bang, bang, bang. And they didn't need, if it wasn't for that kick return, it would have been even worse. And yeah. I obviously on the scoreboard it would have been. I'm just talking about, like it seemed like we had the football and every time we had it, we were rolling, son. I mean, we were rolling big time. And that's where being a tape drop Tuesday, like this is the part that how well we ran it in the first half makes me somewhat accept the way that clearly D'Amico Ryans put the offense in neutral in the second half. The way that Nick Caley was cooking in the first half, and when I said it last week he was cooking, but when I watch his film, there's even other plays where like the ball goes elsewhere and it's like, damn, there's two more guys wide open over here. One of them for a touchdown, one of them for a 15-yard gain. Like you could pick your poison. There's receivers running open everywhere. And so he was actually better than I thought he was. And so then that puts me in the spot of like, when you know your offensive coordinator's dialed in like that, hey man, you got to get your hands off the steering wheel, D'Amico, and let him cook. Yeah. You know, you got to get your ass up out of the kitchen and let him cook. So while I can understand why they went into a more conservative role, boy, I think Davis Mills and Caley were locked in and they were on their way to scoring 40 points and Davis was on his way to throwing for 300 yards again and are bumping, you know, 280, 290, somewhere in there again and really putting some pressure on Buffalo. But needless to say, they got out of there. But the film will tell you that O-line was really good.
Yeah, you liked what you saw there, huh? The new line combination I think we'll probably see on Sunday too for the second time in a row.
Yeah, look, I think that's the big takeaway here is it was clear in this film that the offensive play caller is in a much better spot right now with more momentum than he's ever had before as a Texans play caller. And now you insert C.J. Stroud. So C.J. Stroud should spread his wings on it with this one. He's been really good, man. And then the O-line combo, the five starters of it's Ariante Ursery at left tackle. I'm sorry. Yeah, Titus Howard at left guard, Jake Andrews at center, Ed Ingram at right guard, and then Trent Brown at right tackle. That is the Texans offensive line. I will be shocked if anything changes the rest of the way outside of injury with that particular offensive line. They show a lot of promise. Now, unfortunately, you can see that Titus is playing out of position, which I think has always been the case with Titus at either guard. I think there's times when his build and his technique is just, it's fit for a tackle, not a guard. So he does struggle sometimes with things you wouldn't expect him to struggle with. But that's the problem with this offensive line. And that's a problem that we can live with. That's a problem that CJ should be able to cook with. So I think they found their offensive line. When you look at the tackles, Ron, Trent Brown and Ariante Ursery, those guys have the ability to erase a defender from an entire run scheme or pass rush. I mean, that is, I can't explain, especially the way the Texans have played offensive line. Like, that is just such a huge relief, man. If the quarterback drops back in the pocket, maybe somebody does get pressure inside at one of them guard spots. If your right tackle has stalemated the edge rusher at the line of scrimmage, now I got all kind of room to just kind of drift or escape if I need to right there in my face. Same thing with your left tackle. It's just a game changer, and those guys have the ability.
Yeah, they played really, really well. The best, I'd say, especially when you think about the opponent and the importance of the game, the best we've seen for that group. All right, coming up as we continue, we'll get you T-Mill's best bets, as he had a good night as those NFL bets. He's been killing all season. He'll get you going tonight with a little bit of NBA. See if we can get you some money, win some money tonight. And I think there should be high expectations for the position group that should have high expectations all the time with this team. We'll discuss and explain coming up.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles, as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
Like, oh my God, Tyler.
Good hell.
Oh my God.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back to The Drive. Remember, hang out with The Drive. Drive will be out live on Wednesday. No Thirsty Thursday due to Thanksgiving, but a little wet Wednesday as we're putting replacement. Be at the Park Row Buffalo Wild Wings location tomorrow, so go hang out. Shout out to Bud Light. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. You got a chance to win multiple prizes up there, so go and enjoy yourself right before Thanksgiving. Why not have a good drink? Maybe slip into some wings, a little different food that you may run into over the next couple of days, and hang out with The Drive as we get you ready for this big weekend of action in college and with the Texans in the NFL. Coming up behind us as the show on the road continues right here on Sports Radio 610, we got Texans All Access. Tim Settle, who has a very fun sack celebration. Tim is the one that gets that sack, Clinton, then just starts jumping up and down and bouncing right there in his spot. He will join.
Big as hell.
He will join the fellas. He got one of those 8 sacks against the Bills. He'll join Mark Vandermeer, John Harris coming up right behind us at 6 o'clock on Texans All Access. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, Area 45, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton. They got it to midnight. They got you taken care of the best damn night sports show in all of Houston. They got it 8 to midnight, so don't miss that. T-Mill's Best Bets coming up here in just a matter of moments. All right, D'Amico Ryans on the coach's show last night was discussing the Colts offense. This is the number one offense in football. They've been very, very impressive all year long, and it is something that the Texans definitely are going to have a challenge and have to deal with. Here was D'Amico talking about the kind of the challenge and what they have to look forward with this Colts offense.
Yeah, the thing that sticks out to me is that their offense is operating very efficiently. They've been very explosive. Pierce, I don't think he gets talked about enough. Like, he's the down-the-field targets, the deep shots. Then you have the running game with Jonathan Taylor. He's always been, you know, one of the top backs in our league just for his explosiveness, his home run playmaking ability. And I think Daniel Jones is playing the best that he's played, like, in his career. Shane has done a good job of paring things down, and he's doing a great job of executing. The play action game is working for them. They stay out of third and long situations. They're really in those manageable spots where if it's close enough, they're going for it on fourth down. So, I mean, they're doing a good job offensively.
Yeah, I mean, everything he said was accurate and true, Clint, but we're starting to have conversations and numbers of historic things with this defense, putting themselves in a different space than just, oh, a really good defense in 2025. And I just watched another top five defense, but a lesser defense than the Texans. I just watched the Chiefs just really shut down the Colts. 255 total yards of offense, far below where they normally hit as the number one offense in football. 10 first downs, Clint, 5 3 and outs to close out the game. They finished the game with 5 straight 3 and outs. Jonathan Taylor was held in check with 58 yards rushing. They had 20 points, 7 of which came with them starting at the 2-yard line on an interception by their defense. This is a team also. They played the Steelers a couple of weeks ago. Clint had 6 turnovers and had 5 sacks. And Taylor struggled with 45 yards rushing then too. This is the number one defense. This is the best defense in football. When you turn on the tape, maybe the Rams, maybe Seattle at times, but when you turn on the tape, there isn't a team that is as aggressive and attacking as the Texans. They create turnovers. They get sacks. They put you in a bad place. I have high expectations that the Texans defense will really be able to be a huge part of this game when I've watched lesser defenses be able to handle the Colts.
Yeah, I mean, look, that is the thought moving forward with the Texans. Is, you know, every game is headlined by our defense. I mean, can our defense make typically players that are great or have looked great, can we make them look pedestrian? Can you look – and the reality of it is with the Colts is – I mean – clearly, Jonathan Taylor is the headliner. And if you can stop Jonathan Taylor, then all of a sudden they're one-dimensional. You can put it into Daniel Jones' hands. And if Daniel Jones can't move because of this injury, and now all of a sudden it's all his arm and his weapons, now you've got them in a box, and they're not going to scare many folks. But the reality of it is, when you're looking at the Colts, it's about the most complete offense, I think, that we've seen.
That's fair.
I mean, they've got a monster at the running back position. They run it well. They've got a really good offensive line that has a lot to do with that. It's not just a back there doing it all himself. They do have a quarterback that understands how to manage a game. They do have a quarterback that understands what Shane Steichen wants to do offensively. They can do some of the quarterback plus one run stuff. They can throw the ball. They've got a great deep target in Alec Pierce, or I think it's Alec instead of Alex, but nonetheless. They've got complementary pieces across the board offensively. And so I think this is the most complete complementary offense that the Texans have faced. And as you mentioned, I think Seattle is probably up there with them. If we're just talking opponents that they faced, it doesn't matter when they faced them. Obviously, the Rams are up there. But, yeah, I think this is the most complimentary offense and complete offense that the Texans defense has gone up against. So it's going to be fascinating to watch these guys and see if they can be as dominant against that as they can the one-trick ponies like Josh Allen.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. The Jonathan Taylor, that's something we'll be looking at all week is, like, it is very clear what you got to stop and and let's be honest, if there has been an Achilles heel with this defense, and I don't think it's been a huge thing, but it is, they have given up rushing yards. They have done that. But I'd imagine, Clint, with it being their focus, we've watched them where that is clearly their focus. When they've played Jacksonville, that has been clearly their focus, was to stop their run game. They did a pretty good job at doing that with Travis Etienne, both matchups. So I think clearly that is the game with Jonathan Taylor. And let's be honest, I think every team has tried to do that every week. And not all of them have been successful. But not all of them are the Texans. And we've seen the Chiefs, we've seen the Steelers be successful in doing it. And I think my expectation is that the Texans are able to be successful in doing it too. That to me, and I think they deserve to have that type of expectation on them with what they have shown they are. All right, coming up, let's hit T Mill's best bets. Remember, if you are unable to remember these best bets, you're missing it anyway, you want to go back and look at them, please head to @TMillRealDeal, and he will have them posted up there to win you a little cash. He started off nice, 3-for-4 last night. The only thing that didn't get him, and they tried, was the Panthers getting in there +8, but everything else hit for him. And he's on a roll here a little bit early in the week. What you got? What's your best bets, Tyler?
Yeah, we're going NBA tonight on a Tuesday. 4 picks for you around the NBA. Not a whole lot of action going on around the league tonight. Three of these four bets are within the same game, that matchup in L.A. between the Clippers and the Lakers.
Here you go.
So let's get the other one out of the way first. It's an under. I got the Atlanta Hawks at the Wizards tonight, under 237 in that one. And now your three bets within that Clippers-Lakers game. I'm on the over in L.A. Over 229 is what I got locked in at between the Clippers and Lakers tonight, and then a player prop from each squad. The turd, formerly known as James Harden, that honey bun eating son of a bitch, favorite play of the night, probably.
I don't know if he's an eater. He's a giver.
Yeah.
He's a honey bun giver.
He just gives honey buns to other dudes.
By the way,
I'm just going to tell you, any guy that's ever had a weight issue of any sort, and he hands out honey buns on the down
low,
he eats them too.
But by the way, whatever he's about to say, Clint, he scored 55 points 2 games ago. Go ahead, Tyler.
Law of averages, you're just contributing to my point. Under 24.5 points for James Harden. Lock that one in. Don't listen to Ron. And then Austin Reeves, won a few props with him this year so far on his over for points, and that's exactly what we're doing tonight. Over 22.5 points for Austin Reeves and the Lakers. Those are your four best bets. Tell me how much you hate them, Ron.
Well, I don't hate them. The James one isn't bad. You know he's going to be up for the game against the Lakers on NBC. So we'll see where that goes. And the Lakers games, pace-wise, have been pretty up and down. They've had some high-scoring games, so we'll see there. I like the over on that. Definitely like the over. I like Austin Reeves, too. He's been really aggressive, even when LeBron has been there. So it's not bad.
I'll take Austin Reeves at Arkansas, boy. I think I'll take that bet right there with you.
Okay.
You think you can add me to the ticket?
I can, absolutely. Thanks. A Benjamin for you, sir?
Yeah, absolutely,
buddy. Let's ride.
Thanks, man.
He said, let's ride. Let's ride in this thing. All right. No, man, fun show. Remember, go out, hang out, The Drive. Wednesday tomorrow, Park Row location, Buffalo Wild Wings, 2 to 6 o'clock. Go out, get yourself a chance to win some prizes. It'll be a good time. Texans All Access, Tim Settle coming up behind us. Shout out to Danny Cannell. Great today. If you missed it, check out the 3 o'clock hour. He is right at the beginning of that on the podcast. You can hear him discuss a lot on Texas and Texas A&M. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. Not a surprise that either one does.
Boy, y'all, right. I mean, y'all, golly, man, y'all put some real thought into this. I didn't realize we were going McConaughey and guys like, good gosh, man, Brad Pitt. I didn't realize we were going freaking actors.
Hey, there was no rule. There was no box that you had to be left in.
I know. I should have
known. What's in the box?
What you got coming up?
Brad Pitt, man. Full circle.
What's in the box?
I'm very intrigued by up-and-coming talent. Tyler Milner is joining us here on the show.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.